Get up. Nikki and Tamello when you wake up. 97.3. Coast FM.
Yeah, where we can just relax, really. We can just take your shoes off. And in fact,
it's basically the weekend, let's be honest.
Well, it is basically the weekend. It's also, in the US, it's National Relaxation Day.
Hey.
So, look.
I can get on board with that.
Well, that's what I was thinking. If ever there was a day when you could just go, yeah, why not?
Grab a massage.
They say, well, you can't make it far in life without putting your best foot forward. That work ethic can be a double-edged sword. It's hard to avoid burnout without kicking that foot up on just the one on an ottoman every now and then. That's which is a very
specific. It's a very confusing description.
I know. So okay, maybe put both feet up if you're going.
Yeah, don't put one up. No, kick them both up.
One foot for
you
business.
May as well.
One foot for relaxation. It's like the foot version of a mullet. That's what's going on there.
Of a mullet.
Well, that's what, if one foot's for relaxation.
Oh, party at the back.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It just sounds like... Well,
business up the front, party up the back.
One half of you is is in relaxed mode and the other one's...
No, if it's relaxation day, go for it. Get a massage.
Do it properly.
Have a cocktail. What else can you do to relax?
Or have a massage whilst drinking a cocktail.
Hey, perfect.
There you go. When polled, apparently 92% of cat owners describe the relationship with their cat as easygoing. 6% described it as tense, and the other 2% either didn't know or refused to answer.
Well, they're scared what the cat would do if it found out.
Maybe. Does that make a pussy whip? I think that's what the definition means, I think you'll find. Why? It also makes you, I don't know why too, it makes me think about, you know that guy who had trouble sleeping and then set up a nighttime cam to work it out and turned out the cat was sleeping on his face?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like the 2% knew if they answered wrong. That'd be it.
You'd
for
get
them.
It, yeah.
Owning a cat.
Only a cat person would do such a survey.
It's quite like a hostage situation, really, isn't it? By the sound of things.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it's like, owning a cat.
But then again, I suppose most good marriages are too, so it's only fair.
Nikki and Tamello's three things you need to know.
All right, obviously the biggest news out of the last, I don't know, 48 hours is that one of WA's greatest footy players, maybe one of the best in the country, according to the way that the reports are coming out. They call him the game changer. Graham Polly Farmer has died of Alzheimer's disease. Now, in the pre-AFL days, he played for East and West Perth, as well as being a star of the Geelong team that won the 1963 Premiership.
Amazing stuff.
I know. And you know you've made it when they name a freeway after you.
I know.
So,
yeah.
Polly Farmer.
Big deal.
84. We shall miss him.
Yep.
Today it's also Happy Independence Day to our Indian friends. Now, yesterday it was Pakistan.
Oh,
because,
right.
Of course, all of that kind of happened at the same time. I guess you wouldn't want to have the two neighbouring countries' national independence days on the same day to kind of take away. So,
yeah.
You know, one day.
Split it up.
Indian the next day. So, yes, Happy Independence Day for our Indian friends. And for those that didn't know, the other big news out of yesterday was September will become Quokka Month.
Quokka Month.
And from September 13 to 15, Rottnest Island will be turning on the celebrations. There'll be special $50 return tickets for adults and kids travel free.
That's pretty good.
To celebrate the quokka.
Nice. I hope this is like a national celebration as
well. Yeah, I'm
even
guessing.
Even though quokkas are only on a little island off the coast of Perth, it's a national quokka celebration.
Quokka Fest.
Quokka Fest.
Quokka Palooza.
Yeah, love it. Have a music festival
quokka
there too.
Stop. Why not? Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. Keep Tourism WA, you thinking about that?
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
With our Professor of Entertainment, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Harry Styles has turned down the role of Prince Eric in the upcoming live-action remake of The Little Mermaid. Mm. A source says Styles is a fan of the project, but he has respectfully declined the offer. Melissa McCarthy is rumoured to be playing Ursula, though, and Jacob Tremblay as Flounder, and Awkwafina apparently has been cast as Scuttle the Seagull. So an all-star cast there. Be interesting to see who Prince Eric will be, though. Now, the first trailer...
Sort of work out how a live-action seagull's going to come together. But anyway, bring it
on. Yeah, not sure. Same way as The Lion King, I suppose.
I suppose. Yeah, fair enough.
Now, the first trailer for the upcoming Christmas movie, Last Christmas, is here. I'm so excited. Looks like the next Love Actually. And funnily enough, also stars Emma Thompson, who plays the mother mother of Game of Thrones star Emilia Clarke. In the film, Emilia works as an elf in an all-year-round Christmas shop with Henry Golding as her love interest.
Poor thing.
Now, you probably guessed that with a name like Last Christmas, there'd be a bit of Wham in there, and you're dead right. It features a massive George Michael playlist, and just because of that, I'm sold. This is the trailer.
What?
Jesus. Where'd you come from?
Well, what are you looking at?
I'd be a falcon.
Oh, damn it.
I think it just pooed in your eye.
Yeah, I think so.
It's good luck, you know.
What is?
Getting pooed on, my bad.
I'm busy, you're weird. Goodbye. Oh, you! Again.
What do you mean again?
Did you follow me here?
Are elves always so cynical?
Yes, relentlessly. These are dark times.
I'm Tom.
Kate.
Okay.
Oh, it looks so good. Need to check it out. Right. Last Christmas hit cinemas on November 8. Now, wrapping up with the list of artists who are set to perform at the MTV VMAs at the end of the month.
Right.
Lil Nas X, Lizzo, and Shawn Mendes are among those who are set to perform, also including Bad Bunny, Camila Cabello, and J Balvin. Of course, Ariana Grande and Taylor Swift will also perform at the awards show on August 26.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.